So I guess I'd really love to start out with being able to be on an HBO show. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that whole atmosphere, like just the knowing the history of the channel and just being kind of on their sets compared to, I know you've been on like CBS with the Unicorn, but what has the HBO experience been for you so far?
Well, this HBO Max experience, I mean, I don't really have anything to compare it to, but this literally, like, when I, like, tell you I was graced by the hands of God when I got this, like, first of all, my first series regular, and I'm on HBO Max, that's insane, and then my first, like, lot of series regular is Warner Brothers, I mean, like, you gotta be kidding me, it was amazing, like, truly, like, a dream.
What did, what do you think stood out about your audition tape? What was it about you that made them think, ah, that's our Robin right there?
I mean, I'm going to be honest here. Like, I don't necessarily know what would have made me stand out, but what I do think that made me a little bit different than the rest is that I connected with Robin on a level of, like, because first of all, when I was auditioning, like, it's kind of a funny story. So I was doing like 5 or 6 like self-tapes like a day when I got this. So the only thing I'm like breezing through these emails, like not really looking at like the description, and then I see, okay, HBO Max. It's an HBO Max show. I was like thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna have my whole breakout euphoria moment. So like when I when I auditioned for it, I went into it super like single cam and like super like grounded. I tried to make it like just like as connected to myself as possible, so I wasn't necessarily looking at it from a multicam standpoint, which is what I think got me further in the process, because it is Bill Lawrence, so even when he's doing multicam or comedies, like, he wants it to still be very grounded.
Well, of course, you've brought up the greatness of Bill. What does it mean to be on a show with, I mean, from, you know, obviously I think Scrubs and Ted Lasso, but like Sports Night all the way through, I mean, Bill's work is legendary.
I mean, it was like, honestly, I want to say it was like shocking, like, and intimidating, but it really wasn't. I was just like hella grateful, like just like super like, thank you, thank the universe, thank spirit, like, thank God I'm here. And you know what? Bill is one of the most caring, loving, like favorite uncle type people like you'll ever meet. Like, he hops on set and you're just like happy.
So how is a set like that with you know, it being a remake, them knowing kind of how they want to make the show, what was the set experience so far been like for you? Like, what's a day in the life of one day of on the set?
Okay, so you wake up. Oh no, I gotta go to work. I definitely slept in. So, wake up, go on the Warner Brothers lot, which is just, oh my God, insane, crazy. Go get COVID tested. You're greeted by Oliver with a nice hello, good morning. This is what we're gonna be rehearsing today. You get your breakfast. You go on set with all these amazing people, and Phil is up and at 'em and ready to go. And by Phil, I mean Becca is making sure Phil and everybody else is up and at it and ready to go. But yeah, so rehearse, go home, have some fun with the cast over Zoom. Oh, I miss doing those. Anyway, I'm not going to get sidetracked. So get up, Oliver, breakfast, rehearsal or shooting, and then go home. Say thank you, text the group chat about what happened today, send each other memes, and then do it all over again the next day.
So I know you can't really tease anything. I know the show's kind of tight-lipped, but is there anything you can share with your experience with the castmates outside of set? Like, is there anything that stood out to you just getting to know? Because obviously you guys are all similar age. That's kind of the beauty of it. There is a camaraderie there.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, like, we all found common ground in the fact that we think it was absolutely, like, insane that, like, they casted high school to play high school. We were like, wow, this is pretty dope. But one thing is that it's not just a work relationship. Like, genuinely, all of us together are family. Which is one thing that I feel like I got so, like, for, like, the amount of gratitude I have right now, like, that I was blessed enough to be a part of a cast where everybody got along, and it's, like, we all have each other's backs, like, to the max. Like, you're not, like, this is an airtight thing. Like, you come for one of us, you come for all of us, so... The stuff that you're seeing on TV where you feel like, oh, like, that's so cute. Like, they're so, like, close. Like, it's not, that's not just acting. Like, that's real. That's what made it so easy. Like, that's what made this process so easy, is that we were just, we didn't really have to fake any of it.
So cool. So, I obviously, I wasn't old enough to remember the show. I'm certain you weren't. did you dive back into it? I know, like, Michael, and there were people that were in the writing process from the original show, and obviously Bill loves it, but did you go back and look at anything or anything that tied in the show for you?
Well, so this is the thing. I didn't, like, as I told you, like, I was, like, skimming through these, like, breakdowns when I got the audition, so, like, I didn't really think much of it, so... that's also another thing of mine that I don't like. I don't like to do too much extensive research, because I like to keep things fresh and, like, make sure that, like, it's me auditioning and not, like, what I think a casting director wants. But that's besides the point. So as I got further in the audition process, I was telling my dad about it, and he was like, wait, you mean they're doing a reboot of that one thing that Robin Givens was in? And I was like, yeah. And then we sat down and we watched, like, the first, like, 15-20 minutes of the pilot together, and it was really adorable. I loved it.
So is your dad pretty giddy that she's back?
Oh my god, he was losing it. He was like, you get to work with Robin Givens, doing a little dance that he does, but he's super psyched about it. Ugh. If he was here right now, he would not shut up.
So I read your wonderful interview with Digital Journal, and you you mentioned working, that you would look like your ultimate thing would be to work with the wonderful Miss Viola Davis.
Oh my lord!
Oof. I'm curious, like, what, which Viola Davis stands out to you? Like, what is the movie or role, or is it just her? I mean, hell, I think her speeches at award shows are worthy. Like, what is it about her that you love and would want to connect with?
I mean, so I had always really been, like, a big fan of her. Like, especially me, like, being, like, a part of, like, the community, like, with my dad. Like, it was always, like, he was always like, you better study her. Like, look at her. And I was...
Does things differently and is not afraid to try new things and... throw things against the wall and let's see if it works, because you've said it can't be done this way.